All right, this is a must-listen to hour. If you have back pain, if you have neck pain, if you're dealing with a bulging, herniated, degenerative disc, and you've been trying just about everything that's out there to try, and you are concerned about where you are going, which is a life of pain and the possibility of surgery, and you'd like to be able to avoid that, then you need to be listening to this hour. Dr. Richard Rafferty with the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. He is in studio with me right now. And Doc, welcome. Great to speak to you again.
Mangino, it's always great to be here. It's great to see you. Thank you so much.
This is so important. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who are suffering terribly with disc issues. And they've tried everything. And they're getting to the point to where they're at their wit's end. They feel as though they're ready to give up because they've tried so much and they've suffered for so long. And you're here to tell them, give you just one chance.
One more chance, yes. Because what it really comes down to, Mangino, is, and it's really unfortunate for the disc patient, that all the treatments that they've tried and everything that they're going to be offered as a disc patient, all those treatments are geared towards pain relief or pain management.
And that sounds logical at first,
well,
doesn't it?
At first it does. You're right, because when you're in a lot of pain, that's really what you want.
Mm-hmm.
However, there is a way where you can actually fix the problem and get the disc to heal. And that's the way you turn your situation around once and for all. So at the Disc Institute for the last 15 years now in Michigan and almost 12 years now in Pittsburgh here, we've been able to help our patients fix the problem and heal their discs. And it's absolutely amazing what we're able to do. And it really comes down to understanding what the problem is. And once you understand what that is, you understand that that's what we're doing. We're fixing the problem, and that allows the body to actually heal.
And that fixing, that's radical. I mean, it really is. I mean, standard of care right now is just figuring out ways of managing the pain to get you through day to day, and maybe we'll get some relief for you. We'll do this exercise. We'll do this movement. We'll give you this shot here. Put some cream over here or whatever it is.
Whatever, yes.
Right. And then eventually, here, we're going to do this surgery. And even the surgery isn't about fixing the problem. It's just another way, very drastic way, to try to manage the pain.
Exactly. And that's why so many patients that have surgery, they might get some temporary relief. But because you don't fix the problem, what occurred originally that got you into that trouble ends up happening again. So that's why the statistics will tell you, if you look at it, that you have one surgery, you're going to need another one, and maybe even another one, etc., because it's going to continue to be an issue.
All right, let's talk about this idea of fixing. Is it really true that you can take a disc that is bulging and herniated and degenerating and actually help it get to a spot to where it's no longer doing any of those things and it becomes a healthy disc once again?
Yes, it's absolutely possible. We've been doing it for years. We have research to back it up. And what it really comes down to is you are born with a physiology, a mechanism designed to take care of your disc all the way through your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that mechanism's job is to bring circulation to the disc, keep the disc healthy, and give it everything it needs to not only thrive, but to self-repair. What happens, however, is due to trauma to the spinal joints, whether it's a hard fall, an auto accident, a sports injury, something like that occurs, and you traumatize the joint in such a way that it can no longer, it's now a very unstable joint. The body's very intelligent, and when you traumatize a joint and it no longer is supported properly by the supportive tissue, etc.,
mm-hmm.
what'll happen is that joint becomes unstable, and the body's response to that is to lock it down. It will lock it down with scar tissue. It'll tighten everything up. If the patient's listening, think back to the time when they may have traumatized their joints of their neck or their lower back.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably remember that you had a lot of pain, spasm, difficulty moving. When you did move, it was painful. That's
right.
The body's response.
Okay.
And what ends up happening in time, you'll lay down scar tissue and that joint can no longer move freely the way it's designed to deliver the circulation to take care of that disc. So your disc is living tissue.
Right.
And it's what we call avascular tissue, meaning no vessels. And it relies on this movement, this healthy movement of the spinal joint, to make sure that it can get the circulation it needs to be healthy. Otherwise, it's living tissue that begins to die. And that's when you get conditions.
Let me paint this picture and tell me if this makes any sense. I've hurt my big toe really bad once. It swelled up so much, I could not get it to bend.
Okay? Absolutely, yes.
But eventually, the swelling went down, and then it was able to then flex again. Am I understanding what you're saying? And it, because it had vascular tissue. The veins and the capillaries were delivering blood and then returning it and giving the toe what it needed to be healthy. But with the disc, there isn't that vein. There aren't those arteries that are able to take the nutrients in to fully bring about that health. And if you don't have the moving mechanism, then you can never get healthy in the first place.
Absolutely. What happens from that time, that point of trauma forward, that disc tissue begins to die. It breaks down, and only a dying disc, yes, and this is important, only a dying disc gets conditions. Again, what are conditions? Bulging, herniation, degeneration. Those are all conditions that eventually show up because the disc is breaking down, degenerating, dying.
And you're able to make an assessment off of something as simple as looking at an MRI as to whether or not you're able to help in such a way that somebody could then be a part of that 98% that you talk about that are able to go through the program, succeed in the program, and years out continue to be healthy and in many cases even better than they were right after finishing the program.
Yes, and that's what it's all about is – when we talk about fixing the problem, that's what our whole program is about, is fixing the pump mechanism, getting the physiology back on the job, allowing the body to, when they're finished with the program, deliver the circulation necessary and naturally to take care of the disc going forward.
We have two individuals. Tim's coming up in a couple of moments. Nikki at the bottom of the hour. Both of them going through the program. Can't wait to talk about why it is that they chose you and why everybody ought to be making the phone call to the Disc Institute. Nikki's so happy that not only is she ready to encourage everybody else to go, she encouraged her own father to go.
Yes, yes, and he's doing well.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that coming up too. Dr. Richard Rafferty is with us and the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. More coming up in a moment on KDK Radio. I'm Angino. With me, Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. The phone number is 412-906-9600. 412-906-9600. If you are dealing with a bulging disc, a herniated disc, degenerative disc, and the pain is beyond your ability to deal with, and you don't want to get surgery done, and you're looking for a way of actually getting healthy once again, please call the number and talk to Dr. Rafferty's staff, 412-906-9600. Doc, what's going to happen in the process when somebody calls the number and talks to one of your staff members?
Well, first of all, we have a 24-hour, somebody will answer, a live person, which is always nice. Today, it's so hard when you try to call somewhere and you're going to get a machine. At our office, you're always going to get a live person.
So how many buttons do I have to push before I get to a live person?
You will get to a live person. And even if you call in the middle of the night. But anyway, if you call my office, my staff is very friendly, and they're going to ask you a few questions. And then we're going to invite you in for a consultation, which is no charge. And if you have an MRI, bring it with you. My staff will go over all that with you. And basically, we're going to gather all the information I need to determine if you're a good candidate. If you don't have an MRI, we will order one for you or get you pointed in the right direction to get one.
Okay.
And I will evaluate all the information, including the MRI. There's no charge for that. And determine if you're a good candidate. And if you are, then we'll bring you back for another appointment at no charge, where I'll get an opportunity to meet with you and explain to you in detail everything that we're going to do to help you, to turn your situation around once and for all, get your quality of life back. Most importantly, fix the problem so that your disc will heal and take care of itself the way it was designed to moving forward.
Sometimes you don't think of all the questions that you want to be able to ask. Can someone bring a trusted loved one with them?
We encourage that. Absolutely, we do. And then I tell all the patients after I've met with them, look, if you go home and you have additional questions, call and ask and I'll call you. It's that important to me that they really understand what it is that we can do to help.
Once again, Dr. Rafferty with us in studio, the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, 412-906-9600. Joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Tim. Tim, welcome. Good to have you, my friend.
It's great to be with you.
Tim, my understanding is you just wrapped up the treatment program with Dr. Rafferty. But before we get to that, let's go back to when you first started dealing with pain. What ultimately got you to where you decided, all right, I got to call the Disc Institute, got to talk to Dr. Rafferty and see if he can help?
So I had back problems for quite a while, and they started to get worse 4 or 5 years ago. And at that point, I had pretty severe lower back pain, tightness in my rear end, and pretty bad pain radiating down my left leg.
And this had been going on for over 4 years?
Yeah, you know, it was great at first because I could use it as an excuse to avoid doing chores around the house. But eventually the pain got worse and worse, and it got to a point where I had difficulty walking, and I couldn't even stand for any length of time.
Was it because of the pain or because of your wife not happy with you not being able to do the chores? Because I could see her compounding the problem at some point.
It was because of the pain, and we actually went on a vacation last December, and my wife likes to shop. She's an exceptional consumer, and I could not even accompany her into the stores because I couldn't stand. You know, they usually don't have chairs in those stores, and I had to sit on a curb outside and wait for it because it was that painful. I just couldn't even stand.
My goodness. May I use the term exceptional consumer? Okay. I wanted to make sure because you're the first person to ever use it. And I wanted to make sure I wouldn't be violating any copyrights because I love that line, exceptional consumer.
Go for it.
All right. Let me ask you this. What did you try before you contacted Dr. Rafferty?
I got so desperate with the pain that I started to look into back surgery, and it was actually a path that I always wanted to avoid. I had a lot of friends and colleagues who went under the knife, and some regretted it. And so I did go. I went to my family doctor. I got a referral to a surgeon, and I started the process. And it was a pretty arduous experience. I felt like I entered an obstacle course of medical bureaucracy, and I had to get test after test and go to physical therapy and jump through all kinds of hoops just to even see the surgeon. And I was about 3 months into it before I could get an appointment, and I was in severe pain the whole time. And eventually I ended up getting an epidural steroid injection, which helped for a short period of time, but then all the symptoms came back. And so that's, and then I didn't know what to do at that point. I just kind of threw my hands up in the air, and I was just looking for anything at that point.
And then at that point, and doctor, you hear this all the time.
Yes.
People are ready to throw their hands up in the air, give up on everything, and then something happens. There's a radio show, there's a commercial, there's an ad somewhere, and then people have that glimmer of hope and then contact you.
Yes. Yeah, it's very interesting. I always say that nobody comes to us first. But that's okay.
It is, because they come to you last and you fix them all.
That's right.
There you go.
That's great.
Tim, so let's go through that encounter with Dr. Rafferty and his staff. This process of going through developing confidence that what you were hearing made sense and that there was real light at the end of the tunnel and you were going to have your health back again.
So my wife heard of the Disc Institute and told me to look into it. And honestly, I was skeptical at first. It almost seemed too good to be true. And I can be pretty stubborn, especially if my wife comes up with the idea first. But when I called, they scheduled an initial informational meeting and interview very quickly, which I really appreciated. And they did an MRI evaluation so you can see where the issues are. And you can actually see exactly where in my case, where the disc was protruding. And I'm a visual person, so seeing it was very compelling for me. And Dr. Rafferty personally took the time to explain and show me exactly what was going on.
Nice.
And after looking into it, I came to the conclusion it was my best chance at having a shot at regaining my quality of life. The one other thing I would say is I also really liked the fact that they were evaluating me as much as I was evaluating them. They were not going to take me on as a patient if they didn't think they could help me. And I appreciated that.
Are you back now to a full load of chores around the house?
I am. I'm sorry to say that I am. And, I have the honey-do list waiting for me all the time on the weekends. And, no, I feel great now. I really do. I feel great. And I am back to a pretty full slate of activity.
That's wonderful. Tim, thank you so much for telling
your
story,
Tim,
and joining us this evening for a few minutes. Do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Look at that. Happy man, happy wife.
Yes.
You are helping save marriages here, Dr. Rafferty.
Well, it's interesting. You know, you don't realize it unless someone you love is suffering like that. It does affect the whole family.
It does?
It really does. And
good
so
point.
It is a wonderful thing when that loved one gets their quality of life back. And everybody, you know, we have so many husbands and wife where they waited so long for retirement. Retirement finally gets there, and they can't travel. They can't do any of the things that they really wanted to. And so it's really great.
412-906-9600. Call Dr. Rafferty's office right now. Someone is waiting to answer the phone. If you're dealing with pain, don't have to deal with it any longer. Dr. Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. More coming up in a moment on KDK Radio.
It is 76 degrees in Pittsburgh International at 7:30. I'm Rob Taylor. This just into the KDK Radio Newsroom. A man has been arrested after a stabbing incident this morning in Homewood. Pittsburgh police detectives have charged 42-year-old Irvin Wright of Homewood with two counts of aggravated assault and two counts of recklessly endangering another person. Police found two women and a man who were stabbed at an apartment on Frankstown Avenue around 3:30 this morning. One woman was in critical condition. The other victims were transported to hospitals in stable condition. Wright is in the Allegheny County Jail. Washington County prosecutors will seek the death penalty against a father accused of killing his six-month-old son. Police say Joshua George was the only person taking care of six-month-old Oliver George on December 30th of last year when the baby suffered serious injuries, including a fractured skull. A doctor found the injuries consistent with physical abuse. That's according to a criminal complaint. Oliver George was flown to Children's Hospital the next day with severe head trauma. He died a few days later. The boy's aunt said his 7-year-old brother and 3-year-old sister were also home with him when the alleged abuse happened. The district attorney said the other children were not hurt. KDK Radio News Time, 7:31. Our next update at 8. I'm Rob Taylor on Pittsburgh's News, Weather, and Traffic Station, News Radio KDKA.
Once again, I'm Mangino. We are talking with Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Here's the phone number you need, 412-906-9600. Write that number down, 412-906-9600. If you are dealing with back pain, neck pain, bulging, herniated, degenerative disc, pain that is radiating down your arm, down your leg, you're suffering with stenosis, you're talking about the possibility of having surgery done and you want to avoid this, and I so hope you actually do want to avoid, because one surgery will lead to two surgeries, right, Doc?
Yeah.
Will potentially even to three surgeries or more.
Well, statistics will tell you that, you know, more than likely if you have one, you're going to have more than, you'll have several, yes.
Which is just so tragic because it's a bad thing to go through. Nobody wants to go through it. But you're offering the ability to help people get their discs healed once again. And it isn't as though you're a miracle worker. You're just putting the body back into a position to where it can heal itself.
Yes. And that's the thing. When you're fixing the problem, That's what it's all about. You have to fix the problem. And once you fix the problem, the body is designed. It wants to heal. It's capable of healing.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to give back what's missing. And what's missing is the physiology, the joint movement that's necessary to bring circulation to that disc. And once you do that, the disc will stop dying and begin to heal and repair.
And let's go to the phones. Nicole is joining us. Nikki, welcome to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for calling in this evening. Why is it important to you to tell everybody who's listening right now about Dr. Rafferty?
It changed everything about my life after I went to the Disc Institute. I had had back surgery before to try and what I was told would correct the problem. I had more pain after the surgery, and things never really got any better. And I ended up having my second son, and things got a lot worse to the point where I could barely lift him up. I couldn't stand up from sitting on the ground without holding on to something. Even just bending over to put my socks on in the morning, I wasn't able to do. I saw an ad for the Disc Institute and decided to try it, and I've never felt better.
So are you able to go back to a full functioning life again, fully engage with the kids and do everything that you did before?
Absolutely. So since I graduated from the program at the Disc Institute, I've been able to lose about 50 pounds.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I've gotten 50 pounds off, and that's from being able to just exercise. And I was telling Dr. Rafferty, I'm able to do a solid 2-mile run now while pushing the jogger stroller. I have no pain whatsoever in my day-to-day life from my back. It's crazy to know that 2 years ago, before I went, I was a completely different person.
If somebody were to tell you back then that you would be living the life that you are now with all the physical abilities that you have, what would you say to them?
I would never believe them. I would say there's no way. I've had the back surgery. It wouldn't be believable to me that I'd be where I'm at right now, able to run, able to, you know, pick both my kids up, all of it.
Did you ever try to imagine your life prior to going to Dr. Rafferty and imagine life 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road with the pain that you were dealing with?
It wouldn't be a good way of life, I don't think.
No.
I wouldn't be able to interact with my kids
right
the same way. I don't think I ever would have gotten the weight off that I have. Just because, like I said, it was so hard to just even put socks on in the morning. And that pain was constantly with me.
And you are such a believer in this. Not only are you on the air with us this evening, but you've also encouraged your dad to go through the program.
Yeah, my dad, he had the exact same kind of back history that I did. He had the same lower back microdiscectomy, and it put a Band-Aid on things for a little bit. And then he always had different bouts of extreme pain where he would have to be off of his feet for a few days. Even that, he was having constant shooting pain and things like that. Got really bad around December. And I kept telling him, you have to go to the Disc Institute. You have to see Dr. Rafferty. He'll fix you. And So he ended up finally going, and he was actually just over at my house a little bit ago, and he said, I can't believe how good I'm feeling. And he hasn't even graduated yet from the program.
And so, speak to that for a moment for yourself as well, that it isn't as though you have to finish the program before you start feeling better, because people want to have that relief from the pain. Were you able to find the beginnings of that relief early on in the program too?
Yeah, definitely. I was taking just any little benchmark that I was hitting as an accomplishment because of the extreme pain that I was having, just being able to do little things like go on that 25-minute walk, or being able to get up out of bed without having to sit on the edge of the bed for 5 minutes and kind of stretch things out before I could stand up.
Wow.
So just having those different periods through the program where things that I couldn't do before I was able to do, and knowing that it was getting better and better and better, was really exciting. And I've been able to tell my dad too. I'm like, well, just wait till you get to this appointment and wait till you get to this one. And he's the same way. He's on his walks now in the program, and even my mom was saying just his change of like attitude and everything. She can tell he's in a lot less pain than he was in.
That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
That's great.
Nikki, thank you so much for calling in this evening. All the best to you and your continued success, and for your father as well.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you so much.
Doc, it's just remarkable. I mean, we're talking about someone who's finished the program. It's been some time, a couple of years now, and you've oftentimes talked about how, according to the study that you had done, that not only do people have that immediate relief, but they're feeling great years down the road.
That's the most exciting part of it is, you know, because we're fixing the problem and we're getting the natural physiology back on the job, the body's physiology is designed to take care of the disc, but it was disrupted and lost because of the trauma to the spinal joints. So when you rehabilitate those joints and get them functioning properly again, that's the way your body is designed to take care of itself. So the healing that you start, I tell patients this all the time, the healing that you've started, you can't stop. It's going to keep coming. Remember, this mechanism, this pump mechanism, is your mechanism for self-repair. And as it continues to function for you, you will continue to rebuild, repair, and heal the disc ongoing.
Dr. Rafferty is with us. 412-906-9600 is the phone number. If you're dealing with back pain, if you're dealing with neck pain, you've been told you have a disc issue, even if you've had a surgery, because she's had a surgery too,
yes,
that there's still the potential for hope that you can finally get to the point to where you're able to get back on track and your body to heal itself once again. But you got to call the phone number, 412-906-9600. There's no risk. There's no cost. There's no obligation. Just find out more. Get all of your questions answered and then decide for yourself. 412-906-9600. More with Dr. Rafferty coming up. Some of the common questions, the common doubts that people have regarding moving forward with this, people feeling as though it's just their lot in life. Not the case. Details coming up on KDK Radio. Dr. Rafferty is in studio with us, the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. You can go and check out the website, pittsburghdiscinstitute.com. Call this number, 412-906-9600. Doc, what is the benefit that someone would receive just by going to the website? Quick little search at pittsburghdiscinstitute.com.
Yeah, one of the things that I always like to point out, if you scroll down about halfway on the first page, that mechanism, that physiology that we're talking about on the show here, there's a short video. It's less than 10 minutes, but it's really good. It's called Regenerative Biology, and it talks about how your disc is designed to function and the physiology behind that. And it goes into a little bit more detail than what we're covering here. It's really good. And the other things are some old radio shows, you know, which are always fun to listen to, and a lot of testimonies. We always ask our patients at the end of the program to let us know how we did and evaluate us. And we share those on there, and there's a lot of those. And there's some other things about shots, you know, and some of the things to look into if you're considering those, and even some things about surgery.
Dr. Richard Rafferty, the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, pittsburghdiscinstitute.com. The phone number, 412-906-9600. How about a lightning round? Somebody says, you know, doc, I'm dealing with this pain, but I'm too old. I've been told I'm too old to get this issue fixed.
Oh, my goodness. You know, we've had in Pittsburgh alone, because our program is so safe, it's gentle, it's very easy, it's not difficult whatsoever, and I love that about our program. You know, when you come in, I always say, we're not going to make you sweat. You know, you don't have to change clothes. It's very easy. But as of right now, we've had 11 patients in their 90s do our program and do very well.
Real quick, how can it work on someone in their 90s?
Yeah, it's the same issue, the same problem. And that's the thing. We've had teenagers. So you understand that the failure of this mechanism, the failure of your physiology due to trauma, is the reason why you have bulgy, herniated, degenerative
and
disc.
And age has nothing to do. That is not a cause.
Not a cause whatsoever.
But what about people who say, you know what, I've been told I have to lose weight before I can deal with my disc issues?
Again, weight has nothing to do with it. Your job, it's not the factor. It's the thing, we go over this when I explain everything, and it says right in the anatomy book, that failure of the pump mechanism is the reason why you have bad discs and the reason why you have neck or back pain. It's right in the anatomy book. And I show patients that. I say, this is common knowledge. It's right in the anatomy book. I didn't make it up. This is physiology. And anybody who studied anatomy, in which everybody in healthcare has, it's right there in black and white, in the pages of the anatomy
book. And your system kind of kickstarts.
Well, that's what we do, is we rehabilitate the loss of function back into the joint. And when you rehabilitate that joint and it can function again the way it was designed to in the first place, it will take care of the disc the way it was designed to in the first place. And that's why we have the success where everybody else has failed, because like we started the program with, everybody else is offering disc patients pain relief or pain management, and that's it. And that's why it's so frustrating to be a disc patient. Like Tim said, you go through all the hoops, and even surgery, as we talked about before, is not going to fix the problem. You might get some temporary relief, like Nikki mentioned her dad did, but she didn't even get that. But we were able to help. We're able to help them. But again, it comes back to the MRI. I will fully evaluate, because not everybody is a candidate. So that's why we do the evaluation of the MRI at no charge, and even to find out how we can help you and get all the details to see if it makes sense to you, we don't charge for that as well, so that you can make up your mind if it makes sense. But we will, you will know if we tell you that we can help you, we are very confident that we can, or we wouldn't accept you as a candidate.
That 98%.
Exactly.
The success rate just speaks volumes right there. The website, once again, pittsburghdiscinstitute.com. The phone number, 412-906-9600. The Disc Institute of Pittsburgh and Dr. Richard Rafferty. Doctor, thank you very much for your time.
Mangino, it's always great. Thank you so much for having me.
News is next on KDKA Radio.